under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Palm Coast listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us. Looking forward to the dialogue and discussion today. We're talking about a very current, very important, very well-publicized issue. We're talking about the prosecutorial mishandling of truth and our Bill of Rights against Donald J. Trump. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that says, Trump lawyer says third indictment opens the door to more scrutiny of the 2020 election. Critics charge DOJ with attempting to criminalize all political disagreements, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking today about the outgrowth of what we're witnessing, first time in American history, where a former president's being prosecuted. First time in American history where when a presidential candidate makes the announcement in 2015 that he's running for election in the 2016 election, and from that point forward, there's been no hold barred attitude and action by the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, known as the Democrats in America, to destroy Donald J. Trump. Jonathan Turley, a constitutional law professor with Georgetown University, said this: the indictments of President Trump is the killing of free speech, end quote. We're talking about today the killing of free speech. You might say that can't happen. We're watching it take place. We're watching free speech being eviscerated even as we speak today. Have you ever considered, let me just set the stage for us today. Have you considered where we would be if we have no First Amendment? Our speech will be challenged. The constitutional conservative, the Christian speech, is already under assault, ladies and gentlemen. It's called hate speech, if you didn't know that. If you say anything that's politically incorrect, if you say anything that the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, the CDC, the FBI, and the DOJ, if you say something in those areas of our, how would you say, federal administration, if you say anything that they disagree with, that they consider as disinformation or misinformation, we're called domestic terrorists. It's called hate speech. Our Christian liberties, ladies and gentlemen, our liberty to be able to keep our churches open, even during a pandemic, ladies and gentlemen, will be canceled if we have no free speech. If the religious liberties are eviscerated, and the First Amendment includes religious liberties as well as free speech, did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, in Canada today, a pastor cannot teach or preach on Romans chapter 1. Most of my listeners today, perhaps you're not aware of that. A pastor cannot openly preach and teach what God says about the sodomite lifestyle, about the LGBTQ agenda, and how God views it, primarily found in Romans, the first chapter, verse 24 through 32 in particular. A pastor cannot preach or teach on Genesis 19, where God destroyed two cities and all the plains round about. as a result of the Sodomite lifestyle. That is considered hate speech. It is foreclosed upon. It is not an open dialogue or discussion. There's no free speech in Canada. We're on the fast track of eviscerating, destroying the free speech in America today. And listen very carefully. This is the bottom line. This is where I'm going. If the left, the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party, known as the Democrats, led by Joe Biden, if they're successful in prosecuting any one of the three major indictments against President Trump, and one perhaps that's still in the pike to be handed down, if they're successful in prosecuting any one of those indictments, ladies and gentlemen, the First Amendment is gone. It's shredded. We have no privilege of what I call faith, family, and freedom in America. We will simply become a third world banana republic where anything that's said that's against the government or that the government disagrees with, you can be prosecuted, persecuted, and even put to death in some nations. That's where we're headed. That's what we want to talk about today. Let me remind you, after our brief monologue, you can call 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible, the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth, ladies and gentlemen, that's rejected today. It's the truth that is denied and demeaned today. In Psalms 117:2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And yet, the secularist George Orwell, in the dystopian novel titled 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be true today. This disdain for truth. If you don't believe that, just watch the Communist Network News, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, the CNN. You watch what they say, ladies and gentlemen, and you wonder if they're living in an alternative universe. You wonder if somehow, some way, they are ignorant, dumb, or just plain lying. And it's some of all three. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is rejected today. And one of the major, major elements that we find in the death of truth is what former Senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint called it, the death of truth in America. If you want to know one of the causative factors, is that 55% of the American millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own truth. That's an impossibility. It's an impossibility. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And I commend that to us today and each and every day. We need to seek the truth, and it generally cannot be found on the Communist Network News. In fact, it's becoming more and more scarce, even on Fox News, because Fox is trying to ride the fence. Holy with the holy and terror with the terrors, as you'd call it. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to what the scripture says in Proverbs 29:2, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And I believe America is in a state of mourning today as never before in the history of our constitutional republic. I believe we need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and be willing to stand and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tool for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. They have a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark. Old Glory, U.S. flag, flying 165 feet there. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. One more moment, we'll open our lines to start entertaining your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion. But the point I want us to understand today is the serious nature, not just from a political standpoint, not just from the standpoint that we have, for the first time in the history of America, a president that's in office trying to destroy his political rival. You find that in banana republics. You find that in third world nations. You find that in places where socialism, communism, and Marxism dominate. You don't find that in America, normally, generally speaking. But we're finding that today. But ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned from a Christian's perspective. If Donald J. Trump cannot be free to speak, if Donald J. Trump is convicted on the thin charges that's being laid against him, if he can be charged, ladies and gentlemen, with that and found guilty, not one under the sound of my voice and beyond could say that we have the freedoms in America that we claim to have today. Our First Amendment will be eviscerated. There are no such thing as freedom of speech, no such thing as freedom of religion. And ladies and gentlemen, the very freedom that we have in that First Amendment is being mitigated against by the Marxist media, evidently dumb enough, stupid enough, ignorant enough, foolish enough to not recognize that's what gives them the freedom themselves to say what they say in the lying to us 24/7 on the news media. We're in serious trouble as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the collapse and the cancellation of our Bill of Rights. This administration, Joe Biden, the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, the CDC, the DHS, et cetera, all in favor of the cancellation of, the evisceration of our Bill of Rights, our First Amendment. The Marxist media are gleeful to announce every nuance of what seems to be a calamity after calamity after calamity for Donald J. Trump. But ladies and gentlemen, we can look at Trump as the barometer of where we're headed in our nation as far as anything that's called the future of our Bill of Rights. That's how serious it is. That's how dangerous it is. And that's what we need to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, our lines are open. 831-0917. 904 is the area code. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how you doing this fine morning?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
I know somewhere else it wouldn't happen there. This is an absolute travesty, but this would not happen in a Christian nation. This is absolutely astounding and beyond belief. Amos, a goat herder, sheep herder from a couple thousand years ago, wrote in Amos 8:11 there, "Behold, the days come with the Lord God that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a famine of water, but of hearing of the words of our Lord God." To me, yes. We have fallen to not honor the sanctity of our founding fathers and their wisdom. And I'm not talking about wisdom. I'm talking about wisdom and knowing the right thing to say that is biblical truth. I'm not talking about knowledge. They're two different things in the following of the wisdom of our founding fathers. There, they wrote those Bill of Rights because they knew the nature of man. They knew that man would have trouble ruling man. And they put those in there as a provision to restrain us and to make us a Christian nation. And we are just trampling all over it.
We are eviscerating it. We're watching it take place. In fact, most are not aware of the fact that a little over a year ago now, a 32-page document authored by none other than the DOJ chief honcho, Merrick Garland, that made the material for the FBI to enforce that if a parent goes before the school board and challenges the LGBTQ sodomite agenda of teaching raw pornography in the classroom, they're designated as domestic terrorists. And that's part and parcel of the conditioning of the First Amendment, of determining what we can say and what we can't say as free citizens. I'm concerned. In fact, Jim, I'm looking at, by the way, Amos was a fig picker. He said, I'm not
right.
A prophet.
He did pick fruits there, but he also heard it as well, I thought.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But he said, I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet. But yet God told him what to say. And you're right. We're having a famine today in America, and it's a famine of the Word of God. If you don't believe that, just watch what is happening with the apostasy in the churches across America. But Jim, I'm looking, I'll read you the headline, a couple of paragraphs to get your take on it. Biden's DOJ, this is a quote now from the DOJ, put Trump in jail for centuries or even kill him, end quote, dated August the 2nd, 2023. Joe Biden's Department of Justice is going after his chief political rival in the 2024 presidential race with a vengeance, listing charges that could bring him centuries in prison or even put him to death. The latest complaint from Jack Smith of Biden's Justice Department. The accusers of Trump's conspiracy and obstruction regarding his comments about the results of the 2020 election, that vote influenced the false claims by the FBI, the media, and all the media outlets that the reporting about Biden's family international business schemes was Russian disinformation. Article says further, Mark Zuckerberg handed over $400 million plus to local election officials who largely used it to recruit voters for the Democratic districts. Trump's response, with Crooked Joe's corrupt DOJ having unlawfully indicted yours truly yet again, reports indicate that I could now face combined 561 years in prison from the left's witch hunt. Six lifetimes, end quote. Trump explained there's only one message someone can send by trying to throw you in jail for six lifetimes, and that's fear. They fear that if you vote for only the only candidate who puts you first, you could be harassed, indicted, arrested, put in jail, and the current Marxist regime in Washington. What's your take on the statement there? And with the DOJ saying, listen, put him in jail for centuries or even kill him. What does that connote? What does that say to us? Is it fear that's spawning that? What's causing this?
Well, something's got them all twisted up, and I mean twisted up bad. They're literally, this is a kangaroo court, witch hunt, whatever you want to call it. It's clearly being pursued by individuals that are so consumed with this, you know, for lack of better terms, Trump derangement syndrome. They're
That's
actually
the best
consumed
term.
With it, and they're not seeing outside of that, and they're willing to ruin their own reputation, the reputation of the United States. They're willing to smear the Constitution and the Bill of Bill of Rights. They're willing to do whatever it takes because they feel within their hearts that they're doing it for what is right. And that's the worst kind of person you want to be around. Somebody that's going to tell you that I'm doing it for your own good, that I'm doing this, and they'll use that excuse to commit the most atrocious and atrocities in the entire world. All of these communists and socialist dictators and rulers from the past that have committed the most horrendous crimes against humanity has started with that. I'm doing it for your own good because I know better. And they're doing it out of pure pursuit of power, and they don't want no one in their way. They'll turn against their own best friends. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a proven point. Vladimir Lenin, who was the one of the, I think he became, after the Tsarist period, after the revolution, the Bolshevik revolution in Soviet Union, Lenin became the de facto president. Well, guess who stole that from him literally by stabbing him in the back? That was Joseph Stalin. They'll stab their own and eat their own to obtain this power. And it doesn't stop with Trump. He's just the first one in line.
And, Jim, you touch on something that I, at the risk of redundancy, will bring up once again. Those elitists in the Beltway in Washington, including the Marxist media, seemingly are stupid enough, dumb enough, ignorant enough to believe that if they can prosecute Trump and if they can cancel free speech and shred the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment in particular, that they will be scot-free, not recognizing that the very thing that gives them the freedom to say and do what they're doing and saying is born out of the First Amendment.
They really need to learn about a pastor by the had the last name of Bonhoeffer in the 1930s in Nazi Germany and read his most profound statement and then look at themselves really hard in the mirror. That's all
Absolutely.
I can say.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, thank you so much for your calls.
Thank you, sir.
Take on what is taking place. And I think everyone listening, Jim, needs to be in serious prayer asking God to give us wisdom in what we're doing because we're on the very verge of losing our constitutional republic. But there's one good note, Jim. In Proverbs 27 and verse 26 and verse 27, whoso diggeth a pit shall there fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. God's justice is still, even though the wheels of God's justice grind slowly, they grind ever so surely. And God says,
have a sense of humor.
That's right. God is saying to the Biden administration, okay, son, you dig the pit. We're going to put you in it. And so we need to keep praying, keep looking up, but at the same time, watch God in action with this whole fiasco. Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Keep looking up.
Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Dr. Yoma?
I'm doing well. I pray you are.
Yes, sir. I got a statement. I'm going to ask you a question, and I got three statements, if you don't mind. And I'm going to get off the line. Okay. When your son's going to some kind of venture, don't they come and ask you about it?
I didn't understand the question.
Okay. If your son's, wait a minute, let me take it off the screen. Okay. If your son's are trying to go into a venture, wouldn't they ask your advice? So I said like that.
99% of the time, yes.
Right. Okay. And now my other statement is how in the world that they can just do what they want to do. Should I say it like that? You got proof that the election was stolen. You got proof of Hunter Biden, his best friend and business partner. He really didn't come out and say anything, but they let him. They let the prosecutors know that, you know, he heard Joe Biden when he was vice president. And then when they went to Key Largo, I think it was like, I mean, is it Key Largo? No.
Mar-a-Lago.
When they went to President Trump, yeah. home, they only had two vans. When they went to Vice President then, I call him Dummy, they had, what, two semis?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a vice president, you cannot get that information. It's only for the president.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing is we've got a dual. The whole thing is, Kenneth, it's very, very obvious we've got a dual system of justice today. It is one system of justice for the socialist Marxist Democrats on the left, another system of justice for the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots in America. And Donald Trump is the representative of all of the conservatives, the Christians, and the patriots in America. So it's not just a battle against Trump. It's a battle against truth. It's a battle against the future of America. It's a battle to destroy, to eviscerate the Bill of Rights. Joe Biden hates the Bill of Rights. Joe Biden has said publicly, to my knowledge, eight times that the Bill of Rights have no absolute.
It's not just him. This is puppet masters.
Yes.
George Soros, who created Obama, the Clintons, because I really wasn't a Trump fan when he was running against Hillary, but I said, I do not want another Clinton in the White House.
Amen.
Because I saw the way we were going down. And these rhinos, they need to get them out because Trump ran this thing as a business. We're almost in Jacksonville at $4 a gallon and going up. And Trump opened up the Keystone Pipeline. We were shipping oil to other countries. We were good. We were great.
Well, Kenneth, you're exactly right. And if you watch what is happening now, we're on the very verge of a major financial collapse in America. We're on the very verge of fuel famine. That is for petrol, gasoline, famine in America. We're on the very verge of having gasoline rationing in America. We're on the very verge of watching our total electrical grid system go down. We're on the verge of watching the implosion of the total capitalistic system in America, because to reestablish a new government, to transform America, you've got, as Barack Hussein Obama said he was going to do, the transformation of America.
Yes.
To do that, you've got to destroy what we presently have. And so that is the game plan. That's the fast track that we're on. And part of that game plan is to destroy the Bill of Rights. And Trump is in the crosshairs that represents all that we hold so dear as a constitutional republic in America.
Yes.
Kenneth, all we can do from the Christian standpoint, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. We need to be as the three Hebrew boys when they threatened to put them in the fiery furnace. They didn't bend, they didn't bow, and as a result, they didn't burn. We need to take that same stand as Christians today. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, for your input. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the killing of free speech. We're talking about the killing of free speech. It is what we see happening through the Trump prosecutorial fiasco that's taking place. I'm looking at a headline. We'll touch on the headlines, and after the news, we'll come back and discuss it. Warning, Trump prosecutor actually targeting all Americans. A column by John Daniel Davidson of The Federalist is warning that while Jack Smith's court papers named Donald J. Trump as the defendant, the DOJ prosecution and the prosecutors actually are coming after all American voters, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a very ominous sound. I don't know about you, but when I read that, it's ominous sound, because literally Trump is the spear of what we represent, what we stand for as Americans. And if they can destroy him, if they can destroy President Donald J. Trump, if any one of these indictments hold out and he is convicted, our Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, has been eviscerated, gone, over, nada, no more. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
The best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump, indicted again by the Biden Justice Department, is due for arraignment in Washington, D.C. later today. Mr. Trump facing four counts of conspiracy and obstruction for openly questioning the outcome of the 2020 election. His lawyers say he was engaging in constitutionally protected free speech. The former president contends he is being persecuted for political reasons. After draining it to historic lows, the Biden administration is now dragging its feet on replenishing America's strategic petroleum reserve. That's oil set aside for a national emergency. At least 13 people hurt in South Korea, where police say a man drove his car onto a sidewalk, jumped out, and started stabbing people. The suspect is in custody. On Wall Street, the opening bell has sounded, the Dow down 122. This is SRN News.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the killing of free speech. It was the constitutional lawyer with Georgetown University, Department of Law, Jonathan Turley, said the indictments of President Donald J. Trump is the killing of free speech, end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the target. Trump is simply the human target. The ultimate target is to eviscerate, to destroy your right and my right to speak. It is to eviscerate anything that's called religious liberties. You see, ladies and gentlemen, a society that's made up of and controlled by socialist, Marxist, communist cannot survive with a religious people, with a free people. People must be brought under the subjection and control of the governmental system for that system to thrive or survive. I'm looking at a headline. Read it just before the news. Trump prosecutor actually targeting all Americans. A column by Daniel Davison of the Federalist is warning that while Jack Smith's court papers named Donald J. Trump as the defendant, the Department of Justice prosecutor actually is coming after the American voter. If they support Trump, he wrote, the idea that our Justice Department can indict someone, especially a sitting president and main political by a sitting president and the main political rival, our speech that's protected by the First Amendment is simply insane. It puts us firmly in a banana republic territory where tin-pot dictators jailed their political opponents ahead of an election, ahead of election day, to ensure that they will be reelected. Simply put, this indictment is nothing more than a declaration of war against American voters and the constitutional right of free speech, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I value a Bill of Rights. Without the Bill of Rights, especially the First Amendment, we have no religious liberties, no freedom of speech, have no opportunity to witness, no opportunity for churches to open, no opportunity for the evangelization of our cities, our states, and around the world. We need to be in serious concern of where we're going with the indictment of Donald J. Trump, the third and perhaps coming up the fourth indictment. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with your question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. Thanks for taking my call. You're trying to alert us, and we can only pray and trust that Americans will wake up, especially the Bible-believing Christians, will wake up and realize what's going on and where we're going. And see, thinking of what is happening here now, as you're pointing it out, Donald Trump, as a businessman in New York, had a harmonious relationship with all these people. All of them, he had no problem with them until, obviously, the awareness of what was happening to his country, what was going on, that wasn't good for his country. It struck him, and he decided to try and do something about it, and then end up jumping in the race to rescue his country, our country, and that is a crime he has committed. That's a big crime. They recognize that what he was doing is disrupting the agenda, their plan to weaken America and bring it down, and he is there trying to save it. So that crime, we all of us were aware of what went on, the 4 years that he spent in the presidency, the harassment. And imagine it's a lot of waste of taxpayers' money, the investigations that were perpetual, continued to complete throughout the time he was in office. You know, it is a marvel that he was able to perform. It's not normal under the condition, what he was going through in those 4 years. And the determination, their determination that they cannot allow him to continue, and that his presidency, as positive as it was to Americans and to most of us, it had to come to an end. He could not be allowed to do a second term, and that was what they work on, and accomplished. And now with the problem now, what he's going through now is just the fear of him. They don't want to face the challenge of him going back, because he's strong and courageous. Have the courage to do things that others wouldn't touch. And they are determined that not Donald Trump. So we just hope and pray, as we don't know what God's, you know, what is it in the, what is God's program, but we are trusting God for the saving of this country, as it were, you know, at least for some more time. We need that rescuing from God. Otherwise, if they are, as you are saying, look at the free speech as something that Hillary and all, they don't stop saying yet that Trump was not a lawful presidency, that it was his presidency was stolen. They don't stop saying it. That I heard that all along, and there's so much on record. So how come now that he's not able, or we are not able to say 2020 was an election that was not fair and honest? You know,
Lily, you touched on a very clear, if I could jump in a moment, you touched on a very clear point. In 2000, the Democrats are all up in there trying to reverse an election, trying to destroy the election that was rightfully that of Bush, that he was elected. But they claimed it was an illegal election. They claimed that they needed to reverse it. Right. They even insisted that we have new electors that would vote rather than the ones that cast their ballots. And now because President Trump is saying that the 2020 election was false, then all of a sudden that's part of one of the prosecutorial indictments they have now. So they're saying that they're saying that President Donald J. Trump does not have the freedom of speech to say that the election was stolen in his opinion. So therefore, we're going to have opinion police in the future that will determine what we say and even what we think as to whether or not it is acceptable in the political system. That's a banana republic. That's a dictatorship. And that's where we're on the fast track for. So every Christian, every conservative, every patriot must be concerned.
God help us, right.
Yes,
our freedom, freedom of speech and our sovereign, our freedom is in trouble, big trouble. And as you say, we are on the verge, banana republic, no longer a sovereign country.
And absolutely. Lily, you're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call. You're spot on with your observation and your statements on that. And I pray that God will continue. Listen, I believe that it was God's divine intervention that elected Trump in 2016. And I believe it's God's divine intervention that sustains him each and every day, giving him the wisdom, the insight, the tenacity, and the funding to be able to fight the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, for the rights of we the people to have liberty in our Bill of Rights. Lily, thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
We need an intervention again. We need divine intervention.
We do in the worst kind of way. You're right. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline. DOJ indictment of Trump is a declaration of war against American voters. Subtitle, it's not about Trump. It's about criminalizing dissent and punishing the millions of people who voted for Trump and warning them not to do it again. Think about that for a moment. The battle is not against Trump. It's against every American voter. These indictments are saying to you and saying to me, as free citizens, as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots in America, these indictments are saying, don't you dare vote for Trump. Don't you dare vote for him. This article further states, President Joe Biden's Justice Department took the unprecedented step of indicting former President Donald J. Trump, Biden's chief rival in the upcoming 2024 election, for repeatedly expressing his opinion that the last election was stolen, rigged, and unfair, end quote. It's an opinion millions of Americans share and to which they are unquestionably entitled to, thanks to the First Amendment. That includes President Trump, who has said repeatedly and recently that the 2020 election was stolen. He'll probably keep saying it until his dying day, and he has every right to do so, this writer says. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the implosion of our constitutional republic. We're watching the deterioration, the deliberate destruction of our constitutional republic. And they're tearing at our freedom of speech, our religious liberty, our rights that's afforded us. By the way, our Bill of Rights were codified in our Constitution, but given to us by God. God gave us these rights, codified in our Constitution, to be carried out by we the people. I'm looking at an article, an excellent quote from the article in reference to censorship. This has been sent to me this morning. When you look at the news, you need to feel as though you're getting, you need to feel as though you're getting the all the information. And even if the source isn't giving you all the information, you can find another source. And all the sources together will give you a broad view of the world. But the World Economic Forum, that's WEF, World Federation of Advertisers, and the Global Alliance of Responsible Media don't want you to have the full view of the news. They want you to see what they want you to see, and they will work to prevent anyone from disseminating information that they do not pre-approve. They're determined what you see, what you hear, and what you watch. And that's a very dangerous phenomenon. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching, witnessing today the evisceration of America's foundation. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the truth of what is taking place. The fact that President Donald J. Trump listen, when Trump got on that golden elevator in Trump Towers and descended and announced his election campaign, he's been spied on, followed, traced, tracked, attacked from the moment that he announced his candidacy. Persecuted, prosecuted, impeached on two occasions based on a lie by the Marxist media and the Communist Democrats. President Trump is now facing three indictments with the potential of a fourth indictment coming up in an attempt to destroy his candidacy for president. The Biden's DOJ, Merrick Garland, the CIA, the FBI, the DHS, and every other Biden department, ladies and gentlemen, have launched what I call an unconstitutional attempt to destroy Trump. But it's not just Trump. Trump is the tip of the spear. The elitists hate Donald J. Trump. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, Trump lawyer says, the third indictment opens the door for more scrutiny on the 2020 election. I really don't believe they thought through that third indictment, because that third indictment, ladies and gentlemen, is fully laid out, because Trump says that the 2020 election was a fraud, was not a legal election, and that there were major flaws in it. Now, I've said that a million times. Perhaps you have. Perhaps others listening have said that. So what they're doing, they're saying they're bringing Trump, a charge against Trump in that indictment that's going to force the opening of the Pandora's box of what happened in Arizona, what happened in Georgia, what happened in Pennsylvania, what happened in several of the five states that generally make the determination of the direction and trajectory of an election. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer that they will undermine their own case by opening that Pandora's box. This says the third indictment opens the door to more scrutiny of 2020 election. Critics charge DOJ with attempting to criminalize political disagreements. The third indictment of former President Donald Trump could produce unintended consequences for the Department of Justice, according to one of his lawyers. The election dispute culminated in a protest in Washington. A number of agitators breached the Capitol January 6, 2021, against Trump's expressed wishes as Congress preparing to certify Joe Biden's victory. More than 1,000 people, including some who committed no violence at all, were charged with entering into the Capitol building on January 6, this writer says. The DOJ is alleging that Donald Trump orchestrated a conspiracy against the U.S. government during 2 months leading to January 1st, 2021 indictment. Under presidential immunity and free speech rights, Mr. Trump is allowed to dispute the election, according to Ms. Habba, H-A-B-B-A, which is one of the attorneys. She also questions how the government can show that Mr. Trump knew he was making false assertions. President Trump has never conceded defeat and continues to assert that the election was rigged, stolen, ever since Biden was inaugurated as the 46th president in January 2021. His attorney said many other lawyers are denouncing the latest indictment of President Trump as an attempt to criminalize public disagreement. Attorney Mike Allen, a legal analyst based in Cincinnati, Ohio, told Epoch Times, quote, even if what Trump says was not accurate, he's allowed to do so because of the First Amendment, and the First Amendment even protects lies, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, if this is allowed to go forward, it will destroy our Bill of Rights. Every American, with a special focus on conservatives and Christians, patriots. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, the prosecution against President Donald J. Trump, if successful, our Bill of Rights are dead. One person said it this way, quote, forget about Trump for a minute. This indictment sets a terrifying precedent that puts all Americans at risk. If the prosecution against Trump succeeds, it means the First Amendment is dead, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, think about it for a moment. If the First Amendment is dead, if Trump's prosecution is successful at any angle with any one of the charges, the First Amendment's dead. And if the First Amendment is dead, think about it. The government will be able to control what we say. The government will be able to control where we go. The government will be able to control what we think. You'll have thought patrols. Any speech viewed today as unacceptable in the eyes of the government will be prosecuted. That's where we're headed. If Trump is successfully prosecuted, and by the way, I don't believe any of these cases will come to trial before the election of 2024. It's an impossibility. Too many depositions, too many petitions to the court for change of venue, and they've been judge shopping. We'll talk about that in a moment. They've judge shopped each of the judges for what they want to accomplish. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to understand the danger of having no Bill of Rights, no freedom of speech. Citizens will not be able to express our opinions unless that opinion reaches the level of being approved by the Marxist left. Churches would have no approval to be open. Even our thoughts could be challenged and potentially prosecuted, just as they're now doing for Trump. The government will have full control over what we call free speech today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the headline, Why the Elites Hate, Fear, and Endlessly Prosecute Donald J. Trump. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I have a suggestion for anyone who claims to be a conservative. And this is it. Whenever you meet an elected official, anybody who claims to be a Republican, they should be asked point blank, do you agree with President Trump that the 2020 election was stolen? The answer should be yes, of course. But so many of them will simply not acknowledge that the election was stolen. A good example of that is the president of the Election Integrity Committee, Cord Byrd, who says that it has to be proven in court. So he doesn't acknowledge the stolen election until it is proven in court. So that's a way of not answering.
Derby, if I could jump in for a moment, you're exactly right. That's a good litmus test. In fact, you find now with Mike Pence, the once vice president, that had a lot of admiration by conservatives and Christians. He's shown his true colors. He's spineless. He now says that President Trump should never be reelected, shouldn't have been in office. Bill Barr, a puppet for the left, is now on every one of the socialist Marxist network outlets that's saying that. In fact, Bill Barr just said that if Trump becomes the, not if he's elected, but if he becomes the Republican candidate, that he's going to jump over a bridge. I pray that we can have a committee that will witness his jumping over the bridge. But you're exactly right. I believe the litmus test for any, quote, Republican, if you're a conservative, you need to be able to say yes without any equivocation. But yet you have those, as you know, Derby, that says, well, the court's never said that. Listen, there were 63 cases that were promulgated and brought forth, and the courts refused to hear them. And yet the Marxist media says that the courts have said that there was no theft in the election, et cetera, et cetera. No, the court has never ruled on it. The courts have simply said you do not have standing or there's not enough evidence in the preliminary filings, would not let it get through the courthouse door.
Yes, and many national commentators that call themselves conservative, they say, I need more proof. We have plenty of proof already. We have plenty of proof that Biden's son, uh, is a crook. But they say, I want more proof. No, let's act on the evidence that we already have. And the Supreme Court, I'm so sick and tired of it. I tell you, the Supreme Court issues opinions, rulings. Well, I have an opinion, too. So my opinion is as valid as that of the Supreme Court.
Absolutely. And many people do not recognize that, Derby. We're allowing the Supreme Court opinions to become the ruling body. It circumvents the three branches of government, makes the judiciary the one that is the kingpin that makes the final decision. That ought not to be the case. The Supreme Court's only responsibility is to review a law to ascertain if it meets the scrutiny of the Constitution. That's all.
Yeah. So we are in a sad situation.
Absolutely. We need to keep praying.
You cannot take it to the courts because the courts are biased. They are liberal. They rule against you. And Trump tried everything through the courts, and so has Carrie Lake, and she always gets turned down because the courts are against her, period.
Well, it's because they judge shop. I'm looking at the headlines here. It says, Trump judge, a left-wing activist, gave serious campaign donations to Obama and to Clinton. It goes on to talk about that the judge that's to hear one of his cases overseeing Donald Trump's latest January the 6th related indictment is a left-wing activist who gave $1,500 to the Obama PAC during the Democrats' first presidential run, and who is now giving out their harsh punishment for the January 6th prisoners who protested the 2020 election. They're judge shopping. That's all they're doing. And the what's his name? The special prosecutor?
Yeah.
Jack Smith. Jack Smith, every case that he's prosecuted has been a false prosecution against a Republican conservative, governor or otherwise, and every case that Jack Smith has had, without exception, has been overturned by the appeals court of the Supreme Court. And yet here he is, Jack Smith, prosecuting Donald Trump, and they're shopping judges to do so. So, Debbie, we can keep praying, keep looking up, but and I don't say this in a negative sense, but unless we can shore up the election process, we'll see a replay in 2024 of what we saw in 2020 and 2022. And I pray that God will intervene and prevent that from happening. Debbie, thank you so much for your call. You're spot on. I pray that your words will be heard resoundingly in the ears of our listeners today and will cause them to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Have a blessed day. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I'm looking at a headline that says, why the elitists hate and fear endlessly and want to prosecute Donald Trump. A little over a year from now, Americans will have the opportunity to choose not only the next president, but their national destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. What we see taking place today is setting the stage for what shall be, hear me, not maybe, but what shall be the destiny of America. If Donald Trump is prosecuted successfully on any of the indictments, we have lost it as a nation. And what happens with this next election and what happens with the outcome of the indictments of Donald Trump will make the determination of what kind of America we'll have. Will it remain a constitutional republic with a free citizenry, with a Bill of Rights, with the freedom that God has given to us, codified in our Bill of Rights? Will that be the nation that we have? Or will America simply become a third world banana republic with the Marxist slime pit in charge? We must pray. We must seek God's face. We must ask God to heal our land and intervene in the affairs of man. Ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake. America is on trial. America is being indicted. America's liberties, America's freedom of speech, America's Bill of Rights are all in the crosshairs of the socialist, Marxist, leftist that wants to destroy our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM.